This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Podcast, the podcast for CEOs of private equity and venture capital funded companies. Thrilled today to visit with Matt Wolf. Matt's a senior leader and brilliant in the valuation space at RSM. We're today at the McGuire Woods Healthcare Finance and Growth Conference. Matt's going to talk to us about what he's seeing in healthcare private equity. So many people still looking to invest in platforms and bolt-ons and other kinds of things. What are the trends? What is he watching closely? What's RSM watching closely? Matt, let me let you take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. I think there's a couple different narratives that we really try to balance when we evaluate the private equity space, particularly in healthcare. One would be, you know, what's going on in the macroeconomy, what's going on with monetary policy, what does that mean for growth outlooks, what does that mean for where we're at in the economic cycle, but then also comparing that with the sectors that we operate in, that the sponsors we work with and the companies we work with operate in, and in many cases those are divergent or one lags the other. So, you know, you mentioned we're at the healthcare conference today, which has been just fantastic. And, you know, there's still, from a healthcare perspective and other sectors as well, there's still a lot of dry powder. There's still a lot of interest, a lot of opportunity for consolidation. Multiples in general remain strong. Some edge cases, some subsectors and some niches, maybe not the case, but it's really, you know, we continue to watch and monitor this sort of multiple narratives, right? What's going on in healthcare, what's going on in private equity versus what's going on in the broad monetary policy. And I think what we've found is it's important to understand, okay, what might happen with monetary policy? Where might the Fed funds rate end this year at? Are we going to get a 75 basis point hike next week or not? That's important, but we really need to contextualize that and move more into the details of the specific sector, the specific subsectors that we're working in or analyzing to really get the whole picture, because there is a lot of divergence there.
And when you look at that, and you look at the practices, more and more I hear from practices that their margins themselves are getting tougher and tougher. Talked to a private practice this morning, who just can't hire, in this example, it was, ophthalmologists and providers, they just can't hire them, given the competition from larger organizations, and just staffing costs are also through the roof, and reimbursements are relatively flat. But you still see private equity very much wanting to buy into these because they view them as lower risk. But is there some appetite or slowdown as the margins of these get tougher? What's the perspective out there? Or is private equity just have to put so much money to work that they're more interested in putting money to work than necessarily is how profitable it is? What do you see out there?
Well, I think actually this is where we might even see a little bit of a shakeout, a little bit of separation in some of the private equity sponsors, because I think what we're seeing is a lot of these margin pressures are now pushing certain physician practices or ancillary service providers or other, or, you know, across healthcare services. They're pushing these practices, these organizations, to look at a private equity transaction, right? To bring on a private equity investor, whereas in the past they simply hadn't. And of course, we've seen a lot of consolidation, a lot of investment activity from private equity into healthcare. There's still a lot of companies, there's still a lot of assets out there. And so, yes, it will get more challenging, right? You're not going to find practices that have been independent with the same margins that they once had, at least not with the same regularity, right? But if you're, as a sponsor, if you have the right knowledge, expertise, and management teams and operating partners, you know, you can get into these practices that, you know, 1, 2, 3, certainly 4 years ago might not have answered your call. Now you can get to the negotiating table with them, and if you have the right skills and expertise, you can navigate this kind of current uncertainty in healthcare and preserve those margins and create a sustainably profitable platform.
And that's really the takeaway, is if you can do it and hopefully you can add value and make it a sustainable platform and a thriving platform, then you could win with it, even if it's not going that great or as good as it was, as long as you continue to sort of really look at how you can improve it and make it better. Fascinating. Matt, anything else that you've got that you're watching closely?
Yeah, I think just to kind of build on that last point a little bit, I mean, we've had conversations over the past few years with some sponsors who maybe, you know, I focus largely on healthcare. So this is from a healthcare perspective, but I think the narrative is similar across industries where they say, you know, we haven't really invested in healthcare. We're looking to get into healthcare. There's a lot of opportunity here, and our LPs want to see us expand. We want to grow. And I think you got to be really careful about that. You have to be, you know, if you're going to move into a new sector, if you're going to move into a new industry, you know, you want to be very serious about it and not just do a couple deals a year, but do a significant amount of deals a year, because otherwise you're just not going to have the experience and the expertise. And I think that's going to be a trend going forward, right? Is as sponsors, as investors, we need to bring more to the table to maintain the same kind of cash on cash returns, the same IRRs that we experienced in the previous economic cycle. And so I think, you know, I'd be curious to see more and more investors and sponsors, if they kind of review their portfolios and maybe get into new industries, exit certain industries, as we all have to become much more focused on our areas of expertise as we strive to drive growth and margin.
No, that's fascinating. This deep domain experience becomes more and more important. Matt, I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you helping to lead up the McGuireWoods Healthcare Financial Growth Conference, and RSM's contribution is just fantastic. Thank you again for joining us today at the Becker Private Equity Podcast. You're phenomenal. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Scott.